minutes. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening and hand over to Fiona Talkington with Late Junction.
Whenever I hear Frigg, I remember how they lifted everyone's spirits on the Radio 3 stage one very wet day at WOMAD a few years ago. And they continue to lift spirits in a brand new album. That was a track from it written by ex-member Jermund Larsson called Bussen. And I'm sure I'll manage to squeeze in another track later on tonight. Frigg began as a mixture of Finnish and Norwegian musicians. Now I think, though, the Finns rather tip the balance. Finnish accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen is in the country, even as I speak, getting ready for a couple of gigs in Dorset. And in his usual way of looking for musical adventures, it's a collaboration with Paper Cinema in the former quarrying site of Winspit, Worth Matravers. That's tomorrow and Friday. Magical animations and Kimmo's astonishing playing.
Thank you.
accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen, joined by Samuli Kosmanen there in Ulani from the CD Cluster. As I mentioned, Kimmo is in Dorset as part of the Inside Out Festival tomorrow and Friday. The adventure begins at the Square and Compass pub in Worth na Travers, from where you'll be led to the former quarrying site of Winspit for music from Kimmo and animations from Paper Cinema. And Kimmo's also at LSO St Luke's in London for a concert next Tuesday. That's the 21st of September. Kimmo sharing a bill with the Finnish violinist Pekka Kuusisto. And Pekka, by the way, takes part in the next of our Late Junction collaborations, which you can hear tomorrow night here on the programme. And he'll be joined by the Icelandic musician Valgeir Sigurdsson. Pete Cohen closed a note with his new CD, saying that as we seem to like wrist-slashing ballads here on Late Junction, here are some more of them.
It's when I came to England, some pleasures for to find. There I espied a damsel most pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks and rolling eyes like arrows pierced my breast, and they called the lovely Flora the Lily of the West. And a golden hair in ringlets hung, her dress was spangled o'er. She'd a ring on every finger, brought from some foreign shore. 'Twould entice both kings and princes, so costly was she dressed. She excels fair Venus, she's the lily of the West. And I courted her a while, in hopes of love to gain. But soon she turned her back on me, caused me grievous pain. She robbed me of my liberty, she stole from me my rest. I roam forsook by Flora, the lily of the West. One day as I was walking down in a shady grove, I spied a lord of high degree conversing with my love. She sang a song melodiously while I was sore oppressed. And I said adieu to Flora, the lily of the West. Then I walked up to my rival, the dagger in my hand. I seized him from my false love, boldly stand. Then mad with desperation, I swore I'd pierce his breast. I was betrayed by Flora, the lady of the West. And I did stand my trial, boldly made my plea. The flaw was in the indictment found, which quickly set me free. That beauty bright I did adore, the church did her blessed, saying, go you faithless Flora, Lily of the West. So it's now I've gained my liberty, roving I will go. I'll ramble through old Ireland and travel Scotland through. Although she swore my life away, she still disturbs my rest. I must ramble for my Flora, the Lily of the West.
Pete Coe there from his very fine CD called Backbone, The Ballad of Flora, Lily of the West. One of the recent projects from Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21 is inspired by a great European patron of the arts and one-time Prince of Moldavia, Dmitri Cantemir. He was passionate about music and a virtuoso himself on the tanbur, the long-necked lute, and it was in Istanbul that he developed his musical skills. So Jordi Savall has named the album after him and brought together musicians to recreate the era of Cantemir. Here's a taksim played on the oud by Yodal Tojkan and then a makam from a manuscript by Cantemir. Thank you. was a tiny piece called Romance by Franz Caseus from Haiti, played by his one-time pupil Marc Ribot, who's a great champion of Caseus' music, which journeys into the folklore of Haiti. And before that, Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21 and their guests, music from 18th century Turkish manuscripts. Yesterday I played you something from the new box set marking the 25th anniversary of Philip Larkin, poet and jazz lover. Writing about the blues singer Bessie Smith, Larkin said that some of her records, such as this piece, Reckless Blues, are beautiful in a way that equals nothing else in jazz. First, though, Larkin himself.
On longer evenings, light, chill and yellow bathes the serene foreheads of houses. A thrush sings, laurel surrounded in the deep bare garden, its fresh-peeled voice astonishing the brickwork. It will be spring soon, it will be spring soon. And I, whose childhood is a forgotten boredom, feel like a child who comes on a scene of adult reconciling and can understand nothing but the unusual laughter and starts to be happy.
Bessie Smith and Reckless Blues. That's from a box set called Larkin's Jazz, inspired by Philip Larkin's love of jazz and his writings. And before that, we heard Larkin reading his poem, Coming. Stefan Kovacs-Tickmeyer can count the likes of Chris Cutler and Fred Frith among his collaborators, but his latest release appears on a CD called Hymns and Prayers, performed by Gidon Kremer and members of the Kremerata Baltica. His Eight Hymns was prompted in 1986 by the death of the film director Andrei Tarkovsky, scored for the rather enticing ensemble of violin, strings, vibraphone and piano. Eight Hymns in Memoriam, Andrei Tarkovsky by Stefan Kovach Tickmeyer, played there by Gidon Kremer with pianist Katya Bunyatishvili, the percussionist Andriy Pushkaryov, and Kremerata Baltica, conducted by Roman Kaufman. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now a little more from the new CD by Frigg. This is Patana Sunset.
Thank you.
That's another of David Fanshawe's recordings, Mouth Harp Players from Tonga. The instruments made out of coconut leaves vibrated in the mouth with a stick. And just before that, a track from the new CD by Frigg, a track called Patana Sunset, though actually I think the Finnish title sounds more fun, Holokin Kolokin. And paying tribute to David Fanshawe, who died earlier on this summer, here's another of his recordings from Tonga. These are the Old Timers with a courting song recorded appropriately at the Dateline Hotel. Playing two violins, banjo, ukulele, box bass and a dulcimer, they said, came from Iran.
Come,
Two recordings by David Fanshawe, a musician called Vea Hala, who performed for the Queen when she visited Tonga in 1953, softly playing his nose flute at dawn outside her bedroom window. And before that, the Old Timers and Dateline Hotel. This is a duo from Australia now, Shoaib Ahmad and Evan Dorian, who go under the name of Spartak. They play a variety of instruments, but this piece is just for two prepared guitars, and it's called Morning Prayer.
Thank you.
The Danish singer Agnes Obel and a song called Beast, following on from the Santur player Javed Afsari Rad and Flames, and an Australian duo first of all there called Spartak and Morning Prayer. Agnes, by the way, is supporting I Am Clute on tour. They start in Portsmouth on the 26th, and you can find the full list of dates on her website. The Scottish harpist Katrina Mackay and the Shetland fiddler Chris Stout have established a really strong musical partnership in recent years outside their long-time home of the band Fiddler's Bid. The most recent album is called White Nights, and from that, here's a haunting, rather elusive tune called Missing You. The voice of Unni Lovely, joined by Håkon Kornstad, Hill Tafjord, Helga Norback and Lena Grenega, Froda Haltli and Inga Hunskar in Wind Come, Wind Come. And they followed on from Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout, and a track called Missing You, which comes from their new CD, White Nights. Unni Lovely, by the way, has a short tour in the UK next month in Oxford on the 12th of October at Warnford Chapel. She's at Fishbourne Roman Palace on Friday the 15th, and then on Saturday the 16th of October, what sounds like quite an extraordinary event in Brighton, in Brighton's Victorian sewers, no less. Two concerts at 12 and at 2. You need to wear trousers and sensible shoes to go up and down ladders, and no children under 12 allowed. Or join Unni later on in Brighton's Unitarian Church between 11 and midnight. She's a wonderfully warm, charismatic performer, so well worth going along. Another really charismatic performer is Maluma, born in Mauritania into a family of West African griots, though she's used her traditional upbringing as a backdrop to being a great campaigner for justice and health issues in Mauritania. And after Maluma, a tribute to Puccini's operatic heroine, Tosca. Quite a different take on Puccini's Tosca by the trio Tethered Moon. The pianist Masabumi Kikuchi, Gary Peacock on bass and Paul Motion on drums. And they followed the Mauritanian singer Maluma from The Rough Guide to Desert Blues. Messiaen taught me not to take birdsong for granted, says Ron Herrimer, who sat down with his audio catalogue of birdsong to craft something electronically. So birdsong with a difference tonight, followed by Philippe Petit and Friends and their rather spooky Nightcrawler. And that ends Late Junction for tonight, but I hope you can join me again tomorrow night at the same time.
Common Loon. Pileated woodpecker. Eastern meadowlark.
Eastern meadowlark.
Common loon.
Pied-billed grebe.
Blue hair.
Pileated woodpecker.
Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Red-bellied.
Three-toed blackback.
Pecker.
Eastern meadow. Eastern lark.
Eastern meadowlark.
Eastern meadowlark. Eastern
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night, where the music in the orchestral concert this morning links Brahms and Sibelius. Jukka-Pekka Saraste conducts the Oslo Philharmonic first in one of Sibelius's many ventures into the world of the Kalevala, his symphonic fantasy Pohjola's Daughter. That's followed by his Seventh Symphony. Then, in the final work, Brahms' Second Piano Concerto, the soloist is Nelson Freire. The Finnish legend of Pohjola tells of the magician Väinämöinen, who, riding home from the Northland, sees the fair maiden of Pohjola sitting on a rainbow. He invites her to join him on his journey, but she sets him various impossible tasks, and he goes on his way alone. Sibelius giving Finnish mythology musical life, his tone poem Pohjola's Daughter, the performers there Jukka-Pekka Saraste, conducting the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Sibelius's seventh symphony was to be his last, and of all his symphonies, it's the most fluid. Three movements, an adagio, vivacissimo and allegro, become one in a seamless progression, so much so that it's hard to tell where one leaves off and the next begins. A broad melody on the solo trombone, which punctuates the symphony at three points, contains the seed of everything within.